The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, June 13, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez assured this Monday that the statements by the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken about the alleged presence of a Chinese spy base in Cuba is a falsehood. In a report broadcast on national television, Rodriguez denounced that such statements are unsubstantiated and only seek to maintain the economic blockade against the island and the maximum pressure measures that have reinforced it in recent years and that are the object of growing international rejection. He supported the clear position of the government he represents, which also includes the demand to remove the Caribbean nation from the unilateral list of countries that, according to the United States, sponsor terrorism. The head of Cuban diplomacy stressed that Cuba is not a threat to the United States or to any other country and reiterated the complaint that the northern government applies a policy that threatens and punishes the Cuban population on a daily basis. The foreign minister reaffirmed that these statements correspond to a new disinformation operation like many others that have been generated from the northern power in its long history of hostility against Cuba. The Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, thanked the Principality of Andorra on Monday for sending a donation of polyaluminum roof tiles for Cuban families affected by natural disasters. Through his account on Twitter, the foreign minister extended his gratitude to Mexico for its cooperation so that the aid reached Cuban territory. As reported on Twitter by Martin Borrego, General Director for South America of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mexico, the day before, 478 sheets of tile-type polyaluminum were delivered to the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment by instruction of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The sheets were transported on the Mexican ship Papaloapan as part of a solidarity agreement with Cuba between Mexico and the Principality of Andorra to contribute to the reconstruction of the homes of Cuban families affected by Hurricane Ian in September of last year. Borrego recognized the solidarity effort between the Principality of Andorra, his nation, and Cuba in what he described as a triangular cooperation action. The Cuban Association of the United Nations, ACNU, and its more than 130 collective members and 325 individuals reject terrorism in all its manifestations, particularly against the island. ACNU specialist Joandrio Eduardo pointed out that as civil society, they also support the right of the Cuban people to choose their own path of development without external interference. It is no secret to anyone that this Caribbean nation has suffered numerous terrorist actions for more than six decades that directly affect the population, said Eduardo. He recalled that this permanent aggression has cost the country more than 3,000 human lives, more than 2,000 disabled, as well as significant psychological, material, and economic damage. It is paradoxical, he said, that the government of the United States, promoter of most of those terrorist acts that directly harm the Cuban population, especially the most vulnerable, arbitrarily includes this Caribbean nation in its unilateral list of countries that allegedly sponsor terrorism. The 95th anniversary of Ernesto Guevara's birth and the 178th of Antonio Maceo's will be commemorated in the central Cuban city of Santa Clara this June 14 in the national activity for both anniversaries. The tribute will begin in the Escambray neighborhood in front of the bust of the patriot of the Cuban Independence War in the 19th century who fell in combat on December 7, 1896 with the rank of Lieutenant General of the Liberation Army. Then young people, students, and all the people will make a pilgrimage through the main arteries of the city to the Plaza de la Revolución Ernesto Che Guevara, which holds the remains of the Argentine-Cuban commander who fell in the guerrilla in Bolivia in 1967, along with a group of internationalist fighters. Giovanni González, member of the Municipal Bureau of the Communist Party of Cuba in Santa Clara, told the press this Monday that for the inhabitants of the capital of Villa Clara province, it is an incentive to commemorate a closed anniversary of the birth of the guerrilla of America. And in the international agenda, we have that. Amid calls for protests by his followers, former United States President Donald Trump will appear in federal court in Miami today, Florida, on charges of improper handling of classified documents. The tycoon was charged last week with 77 federal felonies, including willful withholding of national defense information, making false statements and representations, and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Trump, who claims to have rights to the documents and considers himself a victim of political persecution, will be arraigned this afternoon along with his co-defendant and aide, Walt Nauta. At this time, he is not expected to make any public comments in court and is scheduled to deliver a speech at his estate in Bedminster, New Jersey tonight. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales was quoted as saying by NBC News that the city has prepared for the possibility of thousands of protesters showing up at the courthouse and has been coordinating with federal, state, and local partners to ensure that peace and order are maintained. Meanwhile, sunny mornings and afternoons with intense rainfall, this is how these days are characterized in almost all of Costa Rica. However, the rainy season could not last long, and this fact worries the authorities today. The Central American country generates almost 75% of its electricity from hydraulic plants, and the El Niño phenomenon will bring more heat and less rainfall, according to forecasts. Just a few days ago, the government declared a green alert due to the effects of this event. The director of the National Meteorological Institute, Werner Stolz, explained that the phenomenon is developing and will consolidate between July and August. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.